economist Alan Blinder is a big free trade proponent. He's perhaps rethinking his position, partly because free trade could see the eventual outsourcing of some 40 million American jobs. I just wanted to emphasize that because it is so many. Blinder is a professor of economics at Princeton University and former vice chair of the Federal Reserve. Professor Blinder, it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
I was reading the story the Wall Street Journal wrote about you this morning, and that number is truly what made our jaws drop here at CNBC, that 40 million American jobs could be outsourced. Right. As a percentage of the current number of American jobs, that is 25% of American
right.
jobs.
More. Could I just clarify that one moment?
Yes, please.
The 40 million is an outside estimate of the number of jobs that might conceivably be threatened by competition from abroad. So potentially offshoreable.
So offshore or lost.
Yeah, but well, that would come into competition with foreign labor, but that not all of those will go offshore. For example, think about the textile and automobile and steel industries now in America. All of those workers are in competition, fierce competition, mm-hmm. with foreign workers, but a lot of those jobs are still here in the United States.
Right, so we're getting, you may lose your job or downward pressure on wages benefits the whole process.
Exactly.
So where do you see this being focused, this job loss or wage decrease that Americans are going to find?
Yeah, I think the interesting part of it is that if you look back in past history, it's been concentrated, of course, in manufacturing, mm-hmm. industries like those that I just mentioned. But I think as you look forward, one of the dominant forces, if not the dominant force, is going to be the electronic delivery of services, including upper-end services, computer programming, manuscript editing, science, accounting, all kinds of things like that, that can come from foreign countries and be delivered over the Internet or by telephone or in other electronic ways.
All right. Now, we had invited Jagdish Bhagwati, whom I know you know him very well, on the program. Unfortunately, he was unable to join us. But he was quoted in the Wall Street Journal today as saying this about your estimates. I know, right? So you're chuckling. But here's what he said. If we do a real balance sheet, I have no doubt we are creating far more jobs than we're losing.
I'm, first of all, very dubious that that's the case now, although as his statement suggests, we don't have any good data. So we do gain some jobs from this process, and we do lose some. My guess is the balance is negative now, but I'm not so sure about that. But what I'm trying to call attention to is what's likely to happen as the technology improves over the next 10 years, 20 years.
You're talking about the future.
I am.
And he's talking about the present. All right, I hear you on that. Now, but does this change what is considered the Bible of economics? And that is, tariffs are a bad thing. Subsidies are a bad thing. Does that change any of that? Should we be putting trade protections in place to protect American jobs?
I don't believe so. No, I don't think it changes that aspect of the Bible at all. There's a back chapter of the Bible that often gets ignored, which is that trade creates winners and losers, and a proper functioning government ought to do something to help the losers.
Well, how do we do that? How do we solve this problem? I mean, losing 40 million jobs or a quarter of the workforce, whether we lose them or have wages fall, I mean, that would cause a revolution if that happened.
Potentially, and that's why I'm calling attention to it. Well, so the answers to your question, none of which are great, I don't think we have any fabulous answers to this, are things like improve the social safety net. We have something called trade adjustment assistance. These programs are very small, not so good. They don't function that well. A lot of people don't know about them. Beyond that, we have the broader social safety net of unemployment insurance. There are some new promising ideas like wage loss insurance for those cases that you were just alluding to of people that are losing the wage rather than lose their jobs. Portability of health care, portability of pensions, earned income tax credit, a whole bunch mm-hmm. of things like that, that we could do better in the United States than we do.
All right. Well, Professor Blinder, thanks very much for joining us.
You're most welcome.